any more questions about the Channel 3 project.
WS-5.
I think we had a double there, but somebody said 5 at the end. Come with a question.
Yeah, 365, Glade.
Go ahead, Glade.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, I was just wondering, I was tuning around on my SDR here, and I was noticing that the repeater outputs have a little bit of about a half a kilohertz off or something about, for some reason, compared to the simplex frequencies. Are you guys, do you know anything about that, or is there something going on with my SDR that's not right?
Well, I don't have any information about that at all. Don't even know where to tell you to turn to get information about that. I don't think the repeaters are mistuned, but that don't say that they aren't slightly mistuned. As long as you can hear them, that's about all that really counts. I know some of the things we listen to on HF, people will be mistuned, and they've got a way of tuning that in. But we try and stay away from that as possible, try and get people to, you know, watch it yourself. So anyway, that's about all I can say about that.
602.
There you are, Jeff. Go ahead.
Now, we try and keep the repeaters tuned as carefully as possible. That doesn't mean that one can't come out of lock a little bit, but the other thing that can happen, and I'm not saying it is absolute, but you could be receiving multipath from around the valley, whereas in simplex, you won't get as much of that because you're not having a signal transmitted from 4,000 feet elevation around all the different canyons and mountains in your area.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, I just noticed it's kind of floating a little bit. It's, you know, like 300 hertz, a half kilohertz, or 1 kilohertz, and like right now it's a 724 at the end. I'm like, the simplex wasn't doing that. So, but you know, that's like I can see that's on 16 kilohertz or 8 kilohertz bandwidth. It's doing pretty good when I tune it around. It's fine. It's, you know, listenable.
Yeah, these are commercial Kenwood repeaters. They're not homebrew or anything like that. So, like I said, doesn't mean something can't go wrong eventually, but they were tuned very carefully when we got them up there. In fact, the 725 that I'm transmitting through right now, we've swapped out a few times because we wanted to make sure it was absolutely right. But anyway, that's what I've got to say. Thanks, guys. WRCD 602.
Okay, thanks. WSCX365, listen.
Jeff, we had a question earlier. Somebody wanted to know about the system. There's a hubbub about having the repeaters linked. Can you say anything to that for us, or do you want to just not worry about it?
No, I'm not going to discuss that on the air because it's kind of like talking about religion and politics at this point. Everybody's got their own opinion on it, and I'm just going to leave it at that. Just move forward and let everybody enjoy the system that we're trying to build out. So, thanks, Ron. WRCD 602.
Good answer. Okay, is there any other Channel 3 questions?